Worship Radio 247.
David's Daily Devotional.
Oh, it's lovely to get your company, you know, it really is. We're looking at 1 Corinthians. No, we're not. We're looking at... let me just try and find out where I'm going here. I lost my place for a moment or two, but I've now found it. We're at part 9 of the daily devotional, the Father's Heart. We've been looking at this for a few days now. And 2 days ago, I deviated away from this yesterday, but 2 days ago, we looked at part 8, and part 8 was allowing God's full expression in your thoughts, in your deeds, in your words, in your motivation, and your attitude for all God has done for you. If you're taking notes, then I want you to write this down as part 9. Part 9 is this: being a person who puts his or her walk with God as a number one priority in life. Being a person who puts his or her walk with God as a number one priority in life. Now, interestingly, if you've missed any of these parts, you can hear them all on our podcast. And let me give you details of that right now. To get the podcast, if you've got a pen and paper, you need to write this down. www.worshipradio247.podbean, that's spelled podbean.com. So that's www.worshipradio247.podbean.com. And if you go there, you will find all of these podcasts, and they will be titled 1 through 9 for you, so you can find them and go back over them and study them again if you wish. So part 9 then, being a person who puts his or her walk with God as a number one priority in life through prayer, you need to write this down too, through prayer, through Bible study, through praise and worship, through sharing your faith, serving your church and your community, and all your fellow human beings. That's a long list, but this is an important one. Person who puts his or her walk with God as a number one priority in life through prayer, Bible study, praise and worship, sharing your faith, serving your church and your community, and all of your fellow humans. You see, beginning to understand the Father's heart as we go through all of these steps, if we can manage to crack all of these steps, beloved, we really are going to have such a wonderful closeness with Almighty God. Because, you see, we read in Psalm 103 that God is clearly our Father, our adopted Father. Paul says that we cry, Abba, Abba Father. I know that when I was a child, I had such a great relationship with my dad. I wanted to know my dad more and more. I was in awe of my dad. I really looked up to him so much. I thought, he's a great guy. Really is a lovely guy. He was harsh on a number of occasions, but what a lovely man. And this is the sort of relationship and more that I want with my Heavenly Father. We have to put our walk with God as a number one priority. Earlier on in the program, I brought you a word about total commitment. I brought you a word about surrendering all, surrendering everything to God. You see, if we surrender everything to God, then this is the way we are going to want to live our lives. It's no good saying, well, actually, I can't put God as the number one priority in my life because my wife is my number one priority, or my husband is my number one priority, or my dog is. They need me more than God does. If that is the case and God is not your number one priority, may I just humbly say this to you? Are you surprised when things go wrong and they don't work out? Are you surprised? I know this, beloved, when things go crashing down in my life, I want to be under my daddy's umbrella. I want to know that my Father in heaven is going to sort out the issues that I have, that I feel that I cannot sort out myself. Therefore, I want to be a person who puts my walk with God as a number one priority in my life. Firstly, through prayer. We've looked at prayer. Part four, I believe, was being a person who prays on a regular basis, who has two-way conversations with God. So therefore, when I make God my number one priority, I'm going to do that through prayer, through communication with God Almighty. I'm going to do that with Bible study, which is exactly what we're doing now. We're studying the Bible. I am expounding the Word to you. In other words, I'm taking the words from a Bible and I am saying, look, this is what I believe this means. We call it an exegesis, if you want to get technical, but I'm sure you don't. It is what we do. We are studying the Bible together, you and I. And the Bible is being opened up. Someone said to me the other day, you know, I love to hear you preach, because when you preach, you really do open up the Word so it's so easy to understand. That is what I believe a preacher should do. The posh word, as I say, is exegesis. But actually what we're doing is we're opening up the Word of God to make it become real for you, to make you understand what God is saying to you in your life and bringing what the Bible says up to date, bringing it into everyday life. It's important. By making God number one priority in our life, we are praising, we are worshiping. That is why me and my team developed Worship Radio 247 for that very reason. Because we wanted to give you an opportunity to be able to tune in any time of day or night, 24 hours a day, to be able to join in and worship God in spirit and in truth. This is so, 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 so vital to your spiritual life. And many people, beloved, can testify to that. People who listen to this radio station on a regular basis are saying this all the time. It has changed their perception. It's changed their life because now they are able to worship. True worship, and to get to grips with that. I believe it's important for you, if you make God your number one priority in life, don't you want to tell other people about the number one priority in your life? Just imagine someone who's just got married, and they go back to work after they've got married, after they've been on honeymoon, they go back to work for the first day. What are they going to be talking about? What they've got to do in work? Or they're going to be saying how blessed they are with having a wonderful husband or wife like they've got. And we had a wonderful time on our honeymoon, etc., etc., etc. You want to talk about it. You want to talk about the number one priority in your life. And if the number one priority in your life is your favorite soap opera on television, I'm pretty sure you talk about that. So why not change it? So it becomes God as being the number one priority in your life. And so that you talk about Him ad infinitum. Also, if you belong to a church, you should be serving your church in some way. And serving your community if you have the time to do that. And also, you need to be serving your fellow human beings, those people who are around you, your neighbors, your friends. Have you given a thought to the neighbor who lives next door to you, whom you've never spoken to? Have you given a thought to that old lady who lives across the street? She's going to be alone at Christmas. And as she sits there in her house all alone on Christmas Day, have you thought about her? Have you wondered whether she's got enough food to eat? Have you thought that perhaps it would be lovely for her to have a little bit of company, especially on Christmas Day? These are the thoughts that are coming to my mind as I'm bringing you this word, beloved. I believe it's so vital. I believe it's so important that we make a decision that we're going to make God, our Heavenly Father, the number one priority in our life. Now, I'm not necessarily going to pray now and say, look, if you want that, then stick your hand up and we'll pray for it. No, 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 no. I'm not going to do that at all. And let me tell you why. Because this has to be a decision that you make. If you already have God as a number one priority in your life, then I'm preaching to the choir. But if you don't, all I'm doing is saying to you, if you want to know the Father better, if you want to understand His heart more, then perhaps that is what you should be doing. Making that decision to make God the number one priority in your life. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Be glorious.